It was finally summer vacation for Holly. The bright, late June sun was shining through a crack in her curtains, and when it moved to her face, it caused her to wake up. It was just a sliver between the curtains, but with it shining right in her eyes, she stirred. "Ugh," she said as she rolled over. Lucky, her little dog, squirmed to get away from her. He seemed to be enjoying the lazy morning, curled up in bed with her. "Sorry, Lucky," Holly muttered when she realized she'd almost rolled on top of him. She reached over and began to lightly scratch the dog's cheek. He leaned into her fingers and closed his eyes as if it was the best scratch he'd ever had. When she stopped and let her hand flop down on the bed, he began to nuzzle it as if he wasn't quite ready for her to stop petting him. Holly giggled as Lucky began to lick her hand to try to encourage her to pet him just a little bit more. "Stop! You do realize that never makes me want to pet you more, right?" she said playfully as she rolled over to face him. When he drew closer, she made a liar out of herself and began to pet him some more. "You're just lucky you're so stinking cute, Lucky." After lying in bed just a little longer with her four-legged friend, she finally resigned herself to the fact she had to get out of bed. She had to work today, but not until later that afternoon. Then again, she thought she might head in a little earlier so she could play with her little cousin Aiden. It was hard to believe he was almost 6 months old. She'd heard people say that time flies when you're around little kids, but she'd always thought they were crazy. Now she knew they were right. It seemed like just yesterday they were eagerly waiting for the little guy to be born. Now, he was a giggling, drooling bucket of love she couldn't seem to get enough of. She tossed her blankets back and heaved a long and deep sigh that seemed to clear the stagnant air from her body. She'd never been a fan of getting out of bed, although once she was up, it wasn't so bad. It was the time in between that was the worst. As she got out of bed and walked over to her closet, she realized it had been roughly 6 months since she'd been adopted by Link and Bridget. She wasn't going to call them Mom or Dad, and she knew they didn't expect her to. But the official document that legally made them all a family had eased her mind in ways she didn't realize would happen. It was as if she'd been walking around in a fog and had never known it. Now that she was adopted and officially had parents, that fog had lifted. For the first time in possibly her whole life, she felt as though she had people who would take care of her. Yes, she'd obviously had her mother when she was a baby, and Bridget had taken her into her home so she wouldn't have to move to another state. But this was different. She was old enough at age 15 to understand that they'd really gone out of their way to do this for her. Words simply couldn't express how that made her feel. After getting dressed, she and Lucky left her room. They went directly to the back door where she let him out to take care of his early morning business before she headed to the kitchen to grab a cup of coffee.